Billboard, K97.5, the Triangle's only station for hip-hop and R&B. She the Jay in the midday and on the phone with me today because it goes down tonight on TV One, Unsung. I have Parrish from EPMD, and tonight we get to see, like, the backdrop of everything that went down with y'all. Y'all been in the game for, like, almost 30 years and still relevant.
Right. No question, still putting it in.
Exactly, and it's like, even through, you know, it's been a couple of breakups and everything, but y'all still, you know, make it do what it do almost 30 years later. And of course, tonight, TV One's Unsung, you're going to be featured up there on TV One tonight at 10 o'clock.
That's correct.
All right, now, what can we look for in the show tonight? Like, some stuff that we probably, you know, didn't know about EPMD that we'll be able to find out tonight when we check the show out.
Well, the past history of, like, the real true work that was put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the last couple of years was the focus of the breakup and all the negativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like all the positive stuff before that, like the Strictly Business album, the classic album we did that went number one on the Run DMC tour,
mm-hmm.
with Will Smith, Jazzy Jeff, and the Fresh Prince, the Unfinished Business album, our third album when we left Sleeping Bag, and then Russell picked us up and gave us the big deal, and we was on Def Jam.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there was so many positive aspects of EPMD in the Hit Squad that hasn't been mentioned, that's brought out Unsung program tonight.
Okay, now that's what's up. And we're also, I guess, on the show, some interviews and input by some of your friends like Keith Murray, the Def Squad, Redman. They'll also be in this as well.
Yes, that's correct. Because at the time when they sung, when we did Unsung, we was on the 20th anniversary Return of the Hit Squad tour.
Uh-huh.
So that's when we actually got the call like that we was going to do Unsung. So everybody was pretty much in sync, so it made sense, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, like, what do you owe y'all longevity to? Because you see a lot of these groups now, they're here today and going tomorrow. They'll be hot for a year or so, and then, you know, the next year, like, who? Who was that who sung that song? And here it is, almost 30 years later, you say EPMD, or you put on, like, Strictly Business, it's bananas.
Yeah, right, that's correct. Well, you know my name is Parrish.
Yeah.
You know Eric Glass-Thurman.
Mm-hmm.
So we always knew it was, like, a high power and different energy that was, you know, basically helping us achieve what we was achieving, the talent.
Mm-hmm.
So when you keep that in perspective, regardless of what's going on in your personal life, you knew when you didn't have a contract, band of Eric B. and Rakim, band of KRS-One, band of Run DMC. So when you got that opportunity, especially coming from Long Island,
mm-hmm.
you wanted to put in your best effort because most of the real good talent was coming from Manhattan, Brooklyn.
The Bronx.
You know?
Yeah.
Right in the Bronx, the BX, where it act started. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So no matter what would go on in life, you always got to remember there was a time when you was just listening to Mr. Magic Rap Attack.
Yes.
World Premiere, God Bless the Dead.
Mm-hmm.
All Red Alert. That's the only channels that we had. That and college radio.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no beef or no problem bigger than the blessing you actually put in the light that you're actually in. You know,
mm-hmm.
when you keep that in perspective with the fans and all the artists who really put forth that effort is not here now, like Big Pun.
Yeah.
Pop, Biggie, Jam Master Dre, you know, Chris Lighty, then you kind of don't want their efforts to go in vain.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of why me and E was able to stay in sync and keep moving forward and be relevant now.
Now, do y'all have any new projects dropping anytime soon?
Yeah, well, I just wrapped up my solo album,
mm-hmm.
Empty Business, so that'll be coming out May 5th. And then with all the positive energy swirling with EMD,
mm-hmm.
it looks inevitable for Eric and I to hit the studio and bang out an album. Because we've been doing shows. Like, you know, last year we did like 100 shows. You know?
Okay. So that means y'all have to come down here to Raleigh and do a show.
Yeah, we got close. We got the VA. Then before you know it, the ball drops. So, you know, hopefully
we're going to go ahead and make that happen. We're going to go ahead and make that happen. Look like Eric and Parrish is still making dollars.
Uh-huh.
We need to go ahead and make that happen. I do have a question for you.
I
understand, like, every album that y'all drop, it always had the word business in it. And I didn't even realize every album also had a track titled Jane.
Right. So,
this Jane, what are we talking about?
Oh, man, you too much. A to the E, yo, P. Yeah, definitely. Hanging out late, drinking a couple of brews. Turn on my radio, put it definitely on snooze. When it's time to wake up, the radio comes on, blasting in my ear with the hip-hop song. Jane was a saga that started with EPMD on our first album.
Uh-huh.
And it was fictitious. It wasn't real.
Uh-huh.
You know? But then as we started to go along, every experience, each album, we made it a point to incorporate a Jane saga because, one, the fans like it. And it just kind of represents what time we was in each album we recorded in relationship.
Wow.
Jane was always the girl we couldn't find and we never saw. You know? know, but we knew she was out there.
She was out there somewhere.
Knowing she was out there gave us the, you know, the energy to keep pushing forward to look for.
Everybody's ready for this. It's strictly business. EPND tonight, TV One. We get to see the backdrop, and of course, we're going to have to make it happen. Y'all got to go ahead and get the ride. I think we're going to make that happen this year. Put some calls in and make some things happen.
I'm looking forward, because like I said, I'd be down there in Charlotte, you know. So I know, you know, what time is down there with the hip-hop movement.
Exactly.
We used to live down there in that sector.
Uh-huh. We need
so hopefully we can get down there in 2013.
All right. We need to go ahead and work on that, making it happen. Parrish, thank you so much for checking in. Parrish, Mike, Doc, EPMD, tonight,
TV1. Tonight, 10 o'clock.
All right, baby. Thanks for checking in. And we'll be seeing you in Raleigh soon, baby.
Okay.
All right, love.
Okay, bye-bye. Peace.